This is Twit.
20 years ago today, Steve Jobs taught the band to play, put a thousand songs in our pocket. And Connie, you were at that event.
I was. It was a notable day, not just because Steve Jobs was really good at doing presentations and keeping the audience enthralled, but because it was such a big risk for Apple. At the time, it was primarily known as the maker of the Macintosh. And it was 2001, so Jobs had been back 5 years, and they were still, you know, in financial struggles. They had had the new candy-colored iMacs before, but they still, you know, weren't, you know, solvent, I would say. They were still struggling to make money. So for them to take a risk on the consumer electronics market was a big move. And Jobs started out his pitch that day with an emotional appeal, which was, everybody's into music. This is a market that's never going to go away. People love music. We love music. And you should do what you love. And he really did a good job of keeping the audience, you know, following along with him and his logic. There were other music players on the market. Apple is typically not the first into a new space, but he sold them on how it was going to be. Apple was going to make it elegant and easy and really fast to upload music to this, you know, very cool looking device. I mean, I have to admit, this is my original iPod I got it that day. It's in pretty good shape, not because Apple gave away a case. I actually asked Jobs about that. I said, have you thought about making cases? And he said, what for? It fits in your pocket. And I was wearing a skirt with no pockets. And I'm like, because some of us carry stuff in our bags. So I went home and I sewed my own little case. I found it.
Oh, it's a little cow. It's a gateway case.
With yarn from my kids, you know, plaything. And that's what's kept this thing in pristine condition. But
wow.
It was a notable moment. Like I said, it was a risk. It took a while for the iPod to be a success. I don't think people realized that. It was not an instant hit. It took them 4 or 5 years to really sell in the millions of devices. But by then, they'd introduced the iTunes store and had taken on the music labels, as all of us recall. It was one of Steve Jobs' famous open letters to the industry and talking about why you should be able to buy songs individually rather than buying a whole CD. And it was just cool, right? The Silhouette ads, they had a U2 iPod. Bono was there for the launch of that. I actually got to meet Bono on the Edge day. Very cool. And there was a lot of good marketing hype. And of course, 1,000 songs in your pocket was quite a great tagline.
So it was. We still remember it. And of course, it's like trivial to put 1,000 songs in your pocket now. What is on your iPod? Do you have the original music still on there?
I do. Jobs gave away 20 albums, and so everybody in the audience had to go home with a shopping bag with all the CDs. Otherwise, it would have been music piracy, right?
There's you're kidding.
To get them. So I have all 20, and I wrote a story about it on CNET. You can see a photo, but there were a couple of Beatles, Hard Day's Night, Abbey Road. There was two Simon and Garfunkel. This is Steve Jobs' playlist. And so CNET put together a Spotify playlist if you want to hear it all. Yo-Yo Ma, Glenn Gould, B.B. King, of course, Bob Dylan. You know, Jobs is into Dylan. Sarah McLachlan was the first bit of music played. And the thing that I remember about that event, aside from people going, well, that's kind of cool, yeah, they had FireWire, which was their fast file transfer standard. I still have the FireWire cable.
Yeah, you and I both, in order to charge it, we had to find a FireWire.
Yeah, FireWire.
And the FireWire, official Apple FireWire charging brick. Wow.
It was fast watching him load music off of his, he had a Mac you know, computer on.
You had to connect it. You had to rip the CDs and then into iTunes, and then you had to connect it to your computer, and then you had to copy it over, synchronize it over, and it was carefully done so that you couldn't easily steal the songs later.
But it was also auto-sync, which was very cool.
Right.
You could rip a lot of music, and if you ripped 10 CDs on Tuesday, and then you went back on Friday and you ripped others, it knew that you know, what to sync up was, which is something that we take for granted now. But that was a big deal in those days, honestly. And, Yeah, it was the start of Apple moving into this consumer electronics space. And it was cemented in 2007, obviously, when they introduced the iPhone. A lot of people don't maybe not remember this, but on the day they introduced the iPhone, so we've had the iPod and all the iterations. The iPhone kind of subsumes the iPod, right? Because the iPhone is a phone and it's a music player as well. And that was the day that Jobs changed the name of the company from Apple Computer Inc. to Apple Inc. in recognition
that was
no
when that happened?
Computer company.
Oh.
Yeah, on the day they introduced the iPhone, not the iPod.
Oh, yeah, the iPhone, yeah.
Yeah, so it was the start of that whole path. And, of course, $2 trillion valuation later, it was obviously the right call.
Yeah, this was before the iPhone. This was the most successful consumer product of all time, I think. I mean, it really was dominant.
I have one story that I want to tell, and that is, and no disrespect to Microsoft here, but at some point I was speaking at an event and someone gave me a Zune. And I still have the Zune. It still powers up. But I came home and I had two kids and I gave my daughter, this iPod to use. And I gave my son the Zune.
And did he say, why do you hate me, Mom?
He did. Do you love Laura better than you love me? So
you can have a Zune.
Of course, we got him an iPod after that. So a Shuffle, by the way. That was the years of the iPod Shuffle, even smaller with more capacity.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
How many iPods? I mean, we all have owned probably most of them. I even bought my sister the U2, the black and red U2 iPod. It was loaded with U2 albums. Come to think of it, there's been a long heritage of love between Apple and Bono for some reason. I'm not sure I really understand that.
Well, it wasn't just the U2.
Bono? Everybody loves Bono. Yeah.
It wasn't just the U2 iPod. It was the first time that Bono and U2 had licensed their music digitally.
Right.
They
owned, big deal.
Unlike a lot of musicians, they owned their catalog.
Right.
So that's why it was a big deal.
That was a big deal, getting them to say, okay, you can sell it digitally. Remember, God, it's moved so fast. You forget, bands did not allow digital copies of their music. They were terrified by the whole thing.
Napster, boy. LimeWire.
Yeah. This was
good old
the
days.
Other thing that... this was a early MP3 player. This was for a car, obviously. But this has
a laser disc? Was that 8-track?
It had a hard drive in it. This is a Rio. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had the little small portable Rio as well, the Diamond Rio that was predated the iPod. But the thing that all of these did wrong, we even did many shows on the screensavers about building your own. Put a computer in your trunk. And have MP3s on a hard drive. But the thing that was hard about all these is navigation. It was miserable. Finding your music and playing it was miserable. And it was really a brilliant insight Tony Fadell came up with, the designer of the iPod, to have that click wheel. These actually are sold. They actually turn. But they held up.
Click sound is one of the things you could just like play and...
It's like people know
AOL it. Dial up. Exactly what
people know
is.
Yeah, a lot of Britney Spears on this one. I'm just going to say it must have been my daughter's,
or she was the last one to have it.
I'm going to defend the Zune. The first Brown Zune, not great, but at the end of the Zune HD was actually a really good music device, and I was kind of sad that Microsoft, having finally perfected that device, gave up on it.
By the time it got good, they had already lost.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. You couldn't. There was too much headwind.
Yeah, it's funny. There's actually a huge following. If you go check out Reddit, there's a huge following. People still love that device.
The HD.
HD.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that was in every respect. It was kind of the Windows Phone of music players because it had a great interface. It had a big screen. It was kind of in every way superior to the competition, but it was too late. Just like the Windows Phone, it was over. I was kind of sad about that. It was shortly after Microsoft gave up its music. You could used to be able to buy music from Microsoft and all of that, and they gave up all of that. Hard to believe, 20 years ago. And does your son still think you like your daughter better?
No, he has. We've bought him iPhones. So,
yeah, he's okay now.
He's been redeemed.
He's okay. Yeah, that's good.